This is the second recording, the yoga series for the stress reduction program. The same instructions apply as on the other recording. Allow yourself to simply approach the exercises with the same care and attention as you did in the body scan. Remember, by using this recording regularly and practicing, you're nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in the process of optimizing your state of well-being and health. On this recording, follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of and refraining from anything that does not seem to be appropriate for you right now. Let your own sensitivity to your body override my indications of how long to hold any position we may be doing. In the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, we're working at the limits of what we can do at any given moment. It's important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at their boundaries long enough to experience them, but not to go beyond them. We are looking deeply into them in each moment with full acceptance, not forcing ourselves to be different than we are right now. If you continue this practice with care, attention, and regularity, you will soon notice that your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. The best effort is the effort involving patience, acceptance, and consistency. The finest results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. It's enough to simply do what it says to do as best you can, paying full attention to how your body is feeling at each moment. Is a stretch producing sensations of pulling or tugging or warmth or something else? Try to notice precisely what you are feeling, even if you ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my back, my thigh, or my leg? Exactly where is it? What qualities does this feeling have? Noticing if your mind is reacting or responding to these feelings. Notice if you want to skip something. Find a comfortable posture, closing the eyes and visualizing or sensing yourself doing whatever the recording is describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to breathe fully and freely and through the nose as much as possible. Work with your eyes open sometimes and with your eyes closed sometimes. Allow yourself to experiment and explore. Notice your changing levels of concentration with your eyes opened or closed. Begin now by lying on your back on a comfortable mat or a pad on the floor. Arms outstretched at your sides, palms up toward the ceiling if that's comfortable for you. Legs outstretched in front of you, allowing the feet to fall out to the sides. Being attentive to the relative alignment of the body so that the head, neck, and trunk feel straight and balanced. This pose is called the corpse pose, and it's about being very still, fully letting go, while also being completely alert and filled with the energy of the breath. So becoming aware now of the rising and falling of the abdomen. Feeling the breath coming in and going out. If you'd like, you can put one hand on the abdomen for a few moments so you're able to feel the actual movement of the abdomen rising and falling. Allowing the body to sink into the mat with each out-breath. Paying close attention to the breathing. to the life that's coming into your body with the breath, moment by moment. On an in-breath, breathe in vitality and newness. On an out-breath, breathe out tightness or fatigue. Notice the way the floor supports you. Allow your muscles to simply let go and release into the security of the floor, to the solidity and stability around you. As you learned with the body scan, you may want to travel through the body, noticing any sensations and releasing any areas of tightness you may find. Just traveling with your awareness. Noticing. And now on an in-breath, stretching the arms up over the head. Lengthening the body. Reaching the fingertips in one direction and the soles and the heels of the feet in the other direction. Opening the body, creating space, and then slowly returning the arms down alongside the body. Noticing what the body feels like right now just from this one simple movement. Now bending the knees, feet on the floor, knees pointing toward the ceiling, and we will do pelvic rocks. Begin by noticing the small of your back at the waist and that you feel a curve in the spine right here, and then pressing the back down against the mat. As you do this, the pelvis moves slightly up. And then as you release the small of the back, the pelvis moves down toward the mat. So we'll be doing this movement, raising the pelvis up, flattening the back, lowering the pelvis and creating a small arch in the back. So as we press the back down toward the mat, we'll be exhaling. And as we release the small of the back, inhaling. Experiment with your own pace with this. You can move very slowly, tilting the pelvis forward and down. Or you can increase the pace so that there's a rhythmic oscillation to your movement. This movement loosens the vertebrae and strengthens the back. So continuing to move at your own pace, and in your own time, rocking the pelvis forward and backward. If you like, you can place your hand at the small of your back and notice how as you tip the pelvis down, you can feel the arch, the space that's created between your back and the floor. And as you tip the pelvis forward, the space presses down and you'll feel that on your hand. Check to be sure that the shoulders and arms are relaxed. We're only moving the lower part of the body. And now coming to stillness and drawing the knees to the chest, keeping them bent, clasping the legs or the knees with your hands and arms, holding them to the chest, and rocking side to side, forward and backward, around in circles or whatever feels right for your back right now, giving a gentle massage to the back and listening carefully to what your back would like you to do right now. Now lowering both legs down to the floor, allowing the breath to flow freely through the body, and drawing the right knee up toward the chest, leaving the left leg on the floor, clasping the right knee with both hands, bringing it close to the chest, and moving the knee around in circles, side to side, forward and backward, exploring the flexibility in the pelvis and in the hip joint, creating movement, creating openness, exploring your limits within your body, and now coming to stillness with the knee, clasping it to the chest, and raising the head toward the knee, possibly touching the forehead to the knee, if that feels right for you. Being aware of sensations in the neck as you raise the head. And then lowering the hands, lowering the head, lowering the leg, taking a moment to see if there's a difference in one side of the body from the other in this moment. And now bringing the left knee up, clasping the knee toward the chest again, creating movement, circling the knee, moving forward and backward, side to side, experiencing the movement in the pelvis and in the hip joint. Bringing the knee to stillness and now raising the forehead toward the knee. And lowering the head, releasing the hands, and lowering the left leg to the floor. Noting once again how the body feels right now. And we'll be moving into a kneeling position next, balancing ourselves on our hands and on our knees. So taking the time you need and being aware of the muscles that you're using to turn your body over and coming to this position of being supported by your hands and knees. Bringing the hands shoulder width distance apart and knees hip width distance apart. Allowing the back to be flat so that we're very much like a table with our back being the flat surface of the table. Our arms and our legs are the legs of a table. Checking your hands to see that they're flat on the mat. And we'll be moving into the cat position, very much like a cat arching its back. So we draw our spine up toward the ceiling and drop our chin toward the chest as we do this exhaling. So drawing the back up, rolling the chin down toward the chest and exhaling. Having now the arched back of a frightened cat. And now from this position, dropping the back down toward the floor, allowing the belly to be pulled down toward the mat, and lifting the head up, very much like the sagging back of a cow. And as we're doing this, we're inhaling. So inhaling, allowing the belly to drop down to the mat and the head to move up. Exhaling, drawing the chin toward the chest, arching the back. Experimenting now with your own body for the speed and rhythm here. Extending the back only as far as is right for you. Stretching the back up in the cat position, exhaling. Dropping the chin toward the chest and inhaling. Lifting the head, looking toward the ceiling and dropping the back toward the floor. And one more time, lifting the back up toward the ceiling, dropping the head as we exhale. Then raising the head up, inhaling, and lowering the belly toward the floor. And now bringing the back again into the table position, allowing the back to be flat. And taking a moment to lower your buttocks down onto your heels into child pose, feeling the relaxation in the back. The hands can be in front of you or down by your sides. Just resting for a couple of breaths in this position called child pose. And then coming back onto all fours into table. Allowing the back to be flat, the arms shoulder width distance apart, and the knees hip width distance apart. And reaching out backward and extending the right leg. Reaching it as high as possible for you, exploring what your limits are. And as you establish your balance, extending the left arm as we hold up the right leg, noticing what muscles are engaged to maintain balance in this posture. And lowering the arm, lowering the leg, arching the back again toward the ceiling, exhaling, and coming back to the flat position of the table. Extending the left leg and reaching out with the right arm. Balancing on the left hand and arm and on the right knee. Being aware of the abdominal muscles now. And lowering the right arm, lowering the left leg, and coming back to the table position. And one more time, extending the right leg, reaching out with the left arm. Exploring the limits of your body right now in this posture. Not holding any longer than you need to hold for your own comfort. Lowering your left arm and your right leg. And again, extending the left leg and reaching out with the right arm. And coming back now, bringing the hand and the leg back down, arching the back, bringing the back to table position, and once again, lowering the buttocks onto or toward the heels as you stretch out into child pose. You can either leave your hands resting forward, or you can have them rest beside the body, palms facing upward. And just allow your body to settle into this posture for the moment. And now mindfully, from the child pose, you'll be coming onto your back once again, feeling the support of the mat. So taking your time to turn your body around and lay down with your back on the mat, allowing the breath to flow freely. And now bringing the heels up behind your buttocks, knees pointing toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor, arms at the sides, and you will be doing a bridge. So lifting the abdomen toward the ceiling in this pose. So it's almost as if there was a string in the middle portion of the body, pulling the body up toward the ceiling. The body rests on the soles of the feet, The shoulders, neck, and head are relaxed. And taking the time now to breathe deeply into this posture, filling the lungs. And if you like, you can look out over your body, noticing the rising and falling of the abdomen in this position as you breathe in and breathe out, bringing openness and fresh energy to the whole body. Noticing the muscles that are engaged, supporting the body in this way. And, of course, holding this posture only for as long as is appropriate for you. And now, one vertebra at a time, lowering the body, allowing the back to make contact with the mat slowly and mindfully. And as the back makes contact fully with the mat, experiencing the feeling of release that comes with gaining support. Noticing any effects of having done this posture or any of the other postures we've done so far. Notice your breath. And now, clasping the hands behind the neck, elbows pointed outward, knees pointing toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor, and lowering the knees toward the right onto the floor, creating a twist in the spine. You can either leave your head pointing forward toward the ceiling, or if you would like to increase the twist, you can glance out over your left elbow. Notice where in the body you feel the twist, noticing sensations in the abdomen, at the waist, in the chest. Breathing and softening into the twist, allowing an opening. And now bringing the head to the center and the knees to the center, taking a breath in, and as you breathe out, lowering the knees toward the left, creating a stretch in the opposite direction. Keeping the head at the center or glancing out over the right elbow. Breathing deeply, allowing oxygen to fill the body as you twist. And now bringing the knees toward the center once again. Bringing the head center, bringing the arms alongside the body and stretching out the right leg as you leave the left leg bent with the knee pointing toward the ceiling. On an in-breath, raising the right leg up to whatever height is appropriate for you. Remember, it's the intention, not how high we raise our leg. It's the awareness that we bring to each of the moments. So with the leg up in the air, circling the right foot, around in one direction, experiencing sensations in the foot and the ankle. And now circling the foot in the other direction. And now flexing the foot and pointing, aware of sensations perhaps in the calf or anywhere else in your body with this movement of the foot, allowing the shoulders and chest and arms to be at ease and relaxed, and reaching up with the hands to whatever place feels comfortable to you, either at the thigh or the knee or the calf, and raising the head toward the knee. Aware of sensations in the back and in the leg. Aware of the breath moving in and out. And now taking your time, lowering the head, releasing the arms and hands, and very slowly, not rushing in any way, allowing the leg to float down toward the floor one moment at a time. Breathing as the leg floats down, and as the foot and leg reach the mat, feeling the sensation of release as the muscles are now held by the floor. And now, bending the right leg with the knee toward the ceiling, stretching out the left leg, and then raising the left leg up straight toward the ceiling to the height that feels right for you. And circling the foot, gaining flexibility at the ankle, and circling in the opposite direction. And now flexing the foot, experiencing whatever muscles are engaged with the flexing. And pointing the foot, flexing and pointing, noticing how this feels. And now clasping the leg with the hands at the thigh or the knee or the calf, and on an in-breath, raising the head toward the knee, creating an opening stretch. Taking a breath or two here. Now lowering the head, lowering the hands, and letting the left leg float down, totally present with the movement of the leg as the rest of the body is relaxed. The leg floats down, and as the left leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing again the sense of release. And now, being aware of the intention to change positions, aware of the muscles engaged in turning over, turn onto the left side of the body, supporting the head in the left hand, balancing the body with the right hand placed in front of the stomach. And when you're steady, raising the right leg up to whatever angle feels right for you. And circling the foot, moving the foot in whatever way you would like to move your foot right now. Aware of the strength in the thigh muscle holding up the leg. Perhaps even taking a hand and exploring this muscle. Noticing any feelings in the lower back as muscles are engaged in holding the leg up. Noticing as muscles become strengthened by this movement. And exhaling and lowering the leg down slowly. Aware of the sensation of release as the leg and the foot touch the left leg and foot. And repeating this motion raising the right leg, flexing and pointing or turning the foot around, feeling the strength in the thigh as you hold your right leg at this angle. And lowering the right leg down, feeling the release, and coming onto the right side of the body. Again, supporting the head in the right hand, balancing the body with the left hand in front of the stomach, and raising the left leg up, circling the foot, aware of any sensations, any thoughts in the mind, noticing if there is reacting or responding as the leg is held up. And lowering the leg, feeling the release. And once again, raising the left leg, stretching the leg out, feeling the pulsation perhaps in your thigh, moving the foot, and lowering the leg down one more time. And now we'll be moving on to the abdomen. Face down toward the mat, belly on the mat, arms resting at the sides of the body, palms upward, feet relaxed, and head resting to the side on one cheek, fully supported by the mat and the floor. Feeling the sensation of the breath, particularly feeling the abdomen pressing against the mat as the breath moves in the body and releasing as the breath moves out. Taking a moment to scan the body, noticing any sensations from having taken the positions we have so far. Aware of the feet and legs, the lower torso, the upper torso, the arms, shoulder, neck, and head. Allowing the breath to move freely through the whole body. And now making a pillow with your hands and allowing the forehead to rest on the hands. And on an in-breath, raising the right leg up to whatever degree is comfortable for you, exploring your limits but not exceeding them. Aware of the muscles in the lower back, they're engaged as you hold your leg up. Aware of sensations in the neck. And lowering the leg down, resting the head down on the opposite cheek. Taking a full breath in and releasing, allowing the body to sink more fully into the mat. And then again, letting the forehead rest on the hands and lifting the left leg up, keeping the hips flat on the mat, only lifting the leg without raising the hips, exploring any sensations in the muscles of the leg. Noticing thoughts and lowering the leg and turning the head to rest on the other cheek. We'll be moving now into the cobra pose as we remain on the abdomen, palms facing upward toward the ceiling, bringing the forehead to the mat, and slowly lifting the forehead, the nose, the chin, and the head up off the mat, raising the shoulder areas, only using the muscles of the back to raise the head and neck and shoulders up. Aware of the strength of the muscles. Doing this, you might want to reach back and feel the muscles. Only holding for as long as is comfortable for you. Then lowering down slowly, vertebra by vertebra, lowering the shoulders, the neck, and the head, and resting the head on one cheek. Remember, you're only touching the edge of your limitations, not going beyond what feels right to you. Now bringing the hands at shoulder distance and firming the tailbone, allowing the tailbone to be steady, bringing the feet together and bringing the forehead to the mat. Now lifting the forehead, the nose, and the chin, lifting the head and the shoulders. And when you get to the point that the back muscles can no longer lift the head and shoulders, creating a gentle pressure on the hands and lifting up further, not straining the shoulders, allowing the shoulders to remain relaxed and not needing to lift very high, engaging the muscles in the back and strengthening them and lowering down. Releasing the hands toward the sides and continue to lower the shoulders, neck, and head, and coming to rest on the opposite cheek, allowing the breath to move freely. And in your own time, once again, turning over to lie down on your back. Now drawing the knees into the chest and clasping them with the hands and moving again in whatever way your back wants you to move right now. Gently massaging the muscles of the back. Acknowledging the work that the muscles have done. Taking care to listen to your body in this moment, to experience your body. Lowering the legs and coming again into the corpse pose, allowing the feet to fall away from one another, allowing the palms to be facing upward, fully releasing the body onto the mat, feeling the support. No need to hold any tension. Breathing deeply, filling the lungs with air, filling the entire body with the energy of the breath, and gently scanning the body now, aware of any sensations in the feet, the lower legs, the knees, the thighs, the hip region and the lower back, the stomach region and the middle back, the chest region and the upper back. Aware of the arms, the upper arms, the lower arms, wrists, hands, fingertips, aware of the shoulders, the neck, and the throat region, aware of the head and the face, completely letting go, completely releasing, letting go of all the memories that we've done so far and coming to this present moment, feeling deeply the way you are right now, and feeling the breath, riding the breath, feeling the rising and falling of the abdomen, resting here for a few moments, and you may want to congratulate yourself for taking the time to nourish yourself in this very special way, increasing the flexibility of your body and your mind, aware of allowing yourself to take this time each day to nourish and strengthen your body and mind, increasing your awareness of yourself as whole and complete in this moment and in every moment. Your breath, a guide, anchoring you to this moment, right now.